begins to have a personal identity, something that is so important in the dance world, not another clone, not someone who is following suit. There are a large number of young male dancers around, practicing pas de deux, sky-high leaps and infinite turns, which was encouraging to see, as were the chocolate bars, juices and snacks that were being consumed in between classes. Slaramir's aim for Master Ballet is to create the ballet principles of the future, to create a New York Joffrey, Milan's La Scala, London Royal Ballet for dancers in the Midwest and West Coast. His aims are to develop dancers who can perform straight away for the company they have trained with. Oh, so often he sees prestigious schools not even hire their own dancers in their companies, instead shipping them in from other establishments. He wants the best and freshest talent to take center stage, and with the Phoenix Ballet he is doing that. Some of his senior dancers were offered places with American Ballet Theatre. Some took it, yet some remained with him. This highlights the great work he is doing and its popularity. After a morning of watching rehearsals, it was time for our scheduled interview with Sophia. I had been made so at ease during the morning that the interview turned into an informal chat, and was so grateful for all Sophia had to say in answer to my questions. Closing my eyes, it was hard to believe I was listening to a 13-year-old. In contrast to many internet-famous children, she was incredibly humble, together, and honest. Her understanding and explanation of her turns and technique was astounding, and so intellectually delivered. Her answers surpassed all of my expectations. This child is not just insanely talented, but impeccably intelligent too. She isn't just a naturally good dancer. She knows what she has to do and constantly works to develop it. As well as knowledgeable and real, Sophia is engaging and humorous. Her anecdotes and jokes were great. This 13-year-old has so much natural confidence in an interview situation. Her mum had gone out to the shops, so she sat there and held her own for the whole hour. At no point did I feel she was precocious or a diva. In fact, the complete opposite. Fame has come to her. She definitely hasn't gone searching for it. After the interview and some photos, we had some candid time with her in the studio. It was amazing to chat to her about spray tans, where to go for lunch, her brother. Nothing was too much for this teenager, and it wasn't manufactured. It was authentic. She even wanted a plunging lunge in one of my merchandise t-shirts. After a quick lunch, of course, Sophia's recommendation, we were invited to the Master Ballet's showcase evening for their beneficiaries. A small, select and very important audience arrived, and it was surreal to be part of. We were only lucky enough to see the first few pieces, as our flight was that evening, but what a select few we saw. Also, at the start of the performance, as MBA is very new, Slaramir described the school and its workings and how it hopes to progress worldwide. To then go on and mention me and my book to all these very important people was unreal. Sophia definitely wasn't the only student in the studio that could turn. They all were perfectly on balance and connected to create the impressive rotations. The staff too, when demonstrating, were top class. Watching Zerlin Nudi demonstrate to a student some 8-9 turns can only highlight why the students are so good. The teachers are masters too. The student-teacher relationship was something to highlight too. So positive, so young and fresh. I'm sure at times tensions run high, but happy students are impossible to fake. I hope one day to return to this remarkable establishment, maybe send a few of my extension program students to audition there, for what I saw was the future and with a lot of passion. The dance world has to evolve and change, and this studio embraces that. I asked Sophia when she started turning. She said she probably did her first correct pirouette when she was about 6, but learned how to turn when she was 4. I talked about her first teachers, and she remembered fondly about Lynn Ray Hyers and Kirsten Hibbs. I hoped Sophia would remember some early turning class memories. She recalled that her rules in her studio when she was little were very strict, and however old you were, being how many turns you did. And you got kicked out of class if that wasn't the total. You could still put your heel down and it would count. She went on to mention that Rachel Sebastian came into their studio when she was 6 years old and she was really about the positions of the turn. And that when she started working on a method called Raft, which is still Sophia's mentality for turns, she said she was able to master the Raft by when she was 9. I had to